1 year ago, in Cork Mission in Portugal, our young reporters for the environment team never thought that the world would go through a new reality imposed by the nature. 1 year after the mission, we gather together again to share our impressions about this unique moment of the Earth's history. This is the opportunity to share our local realities about this unique and amazing moment of our lives. First, present yourselves.
My name is Tuna. I'm from Turkey. I was in Portugal a year ago, and now we are all in our homes, you know, quarantine.
Well, hello, I'm Bengisu. I'm from Turkey. I was with Portugal and I met these beautiful souls.
I'm Novus from Greece.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eleni from Greece also. We are here after 1 year. We have our anniversary. And we will talk about the coronavirus, you know, the environmental feedback.
Hello, I'm Mercedes Pavia from Malta. As you said, a year ago, we were in Korosh.
Hello, I am Angela from Malta. And as everybody said before me, I visited Portugal about exactly one year ago. And now we're meeting again in 2020 to discuss Corona and the environment.
Okay. So since our first meeting, what do you think that have changed in the world due to coronavirus?
I think the environment is better now without humans.
Why?
People just let their trashes go. And, you know, because of all the traffic during the day, the environment, the air, the water, they're all being polluted by people. Now we're all in our home, so it's safer without us.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And in Turkey, how is it?
Turkey, how is it, Bengish?
It's kind of complicated.
Our schools,
I think, because I don't really think that we have all of the facts, first of all. Mm-hmm. It's kind of limited, the things we know. The schools mm-hmm. are all gone. We're all back in our houses and we are in quarantine.
Consequences, and the people that are younger than 20 years old and older than 65 cannot go outside, and on the weekends no one can go outside. Yeah. That's some precautions that the government took.
So we're kind of stuck.
Yes. We are all stuck. In Malta, how is the situation?
So environmentally, we have no feedback on what is going on. We're focusing more on the health aspect of the whole situation. We also have bigger political issues going on in the background. So therefore, environment is not really a main issue. However, we're really close to Italy, and there has been reports from there of the waters of the seas clearing up and certain marine life returning to the seas. There has also been a significant decrease in pollution, and overall, I think the environment is taking the break from humanity and all the waste we bring about.
It's obviously affecting the society in general. In fact, our schools were closed.
Everything is closed, more or less. The necessities are open.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
How is the situation in Greece?
You can start.
Okay. I think we are all in the same page because kind of it's happening the same thing. We are all inside our homes. We can go outside only for some specific hour.
Yes.
We can send a message like in the number of the government and something like this. And then we can go outside for a while. There aren't that strict like Turkey, but we are staying mainly inside. We don't know exactly what is happening with the environment, but I guess it's getting better and better without us.
Yes, I agree from the environmental aspect. I don't think I know a lot because I always thought it was more about a human crisis than an environmental crisis. And I was thinking all about the human aspects and social aspects of the crisis. As Lenny said, there are measurements that have been taken, and our transportations are mainly restricted into short transportations and totally necessary for food or for healthcare or to offer help to some people.
Yes.
And one important aspect: how is your mental health? Like, how are you feeling? Depressed or
not? Quite good.
I miss going outside.
No, I'm not fine.
Socializing is a need, just like getting food in your system.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah, we can live without it, but still, we need to see some people, we need to talk, we need to share some stuff about our lives, and lately all we do is to study or Netflix, and we don't have that much to share, we have no one to share.
And in Malta, it's a little country. How do you feel socialized issue?
Personally, this is the first time I'm talking to anyone outside of my family, because school ended the week after the lockdown. Therefore, I had no meetings with teachers or other students from school. But I'm doing fine overall. Sure that they canceled all our exams and now we'll have to take them in September and December, and it's a whole mess. Other than that, I think it's okay, more or less. The other people who are more sociable than me, I think have didn't really receive the news quite well, seeing as we have a high rate of people breaking the quarantine and such and going outside when they should have not. But it's okay. We'll get through it.
Yes.
Marie?
From my side, it's a little bit like Angela. On the contrary, I still had online lectures. So sort of that, even though it's not, we are not meeting physically, it still helped us, especially for our mental well-being, to still have the communication with the person. But personally, it is not affecting me that much. On mental level, I think that in general it is affecting the Maltese society.
My mental health is all right, but I have heard from psychologists that after the quarantine there will be metatraumatic consequences, and I worry about that. I take the opportunity to study more, to relax, and to prepare for the exams. Since this time, I am okay.
I don't know if I'm fine totally. I have some breakdowns, but I don't know if it is from quarantine or the exams. They are canceling all the exams in other countries, in France, in England. Now we learned about Malta, and our exams are still happening, and we don't know what is going to happen.
And about the environment, what do you think that will change? For example, China, before they recover, the industry is starting again. How do you think that the situation will go?
I think that there will be no positive effect on the environment due to the quarantine. Maybe now we have a slowdown in production. I think that after the quarantine, the production will rise again over than it was before. So there will be no positive environmental footprint. It is very permanent, this slowdown in production and pollution.
I agree. It's going to be temporary improvement, then it's going to get worse, I think.
No improvement, eventually.
Yes. It's going to be the same after all these months. Yeah. It's a little time that we are inside, so the environment will be the same very fast.
Yeah.
But still, it will be better, even though it will get worse after all. But we may think it like that. Like, for example, when we gain some weight, then we go on a diet and we start taking care of our body, like we start eating healthy food, then if we go back to our old eating habits, it will be worse. But still, during that period of time, we are healthy. So now environment is healthier than ever. Yeah. I mean, the previous, at least. Yeah. So it is still a good thing for the environment.
Of course.
It's good, but it would be better if we really changed and become better people.
Mm. Yeah, but the whole humanity need to change for that. And
yes.
I don't know.
We maybe can't change our lifestyle because now we are not going out, we're not hanging out that much. So we can't continue doing the same, but I don't think it's going to happen.
People even don't care about the other people. We see they don't care about this virus. They don't care about even their loved ones. Like teenagers our age even don't care about their own parents. They just go meet their friends. They go out there drinking coffees with people. Then they go back home. They stay with their parents. And I know we're not in the risk ages, but still we can carry it to our parents and it's dangerous for them. And they're very selfish about other people, so I don't think that they will stop being selfish about environment when they can't even manage it with other people.
That's true. Do you want to say anything about this?
I think that these guys maybe make us a little more responsible for our actions, but as Tuna said, not many people are very responsible, and especially for the closed people. But I think that in general we will be more responsible than we were before.
Socially, you think that it's going to be positive?
I don't exactly agree with that statement, because socially I feel there has been also a recession. People have become more selfish. As we notice from supermarkets and such, everybody is hoarding, not really respecting other individuals and only thinking about themselves. Also, now that I'm talking about hoarding and such, the hoarding brings about waste. Therefore, it's not really that beneficial to the environment.
She's right.
But it's that selfishness is maybe during the quarantine, but after the quarantine, I hope that
there will be some responsibility left from this quarantine.
Okay. I think we are selfish in general, but this is the time to express it, because
it's bringing out the human nature.
Yes, because we have a supermarket for all, and we are thinking about ourselves. So we go to the supermarket, we take the half supermarket, and we go back to our homes. This is the way we're thinking. We can't change this.
Well, here there has also been a problem with sanitary products, to the point that even hospitals do not have essentials such as toilet paper, wipes, masks, and such things. And it's a real big problem. For example, a relative of mine is currently in the hospital for other problems, but not, you know, the issue. And they literally asked my mother to go take her some wipes and toilet paper from home, since they're really running out of them and the prices are really high, to the point that even hospitals can't afford them because they're focusing on more important things such as ventilators, etc., etc.
Yes.
In Turkey, our government banned the sales of masks with price. Like, even the pharmacies can't sell them. If they want to give it for free, they are free to give them, but they can't sell it because, like, just a single mask was 50 Turkish lira something. It's like 12 or 13. No, it's not. It was.
No, it's not.
How much euros is it?
It's
like 8 or 9 euros something.
Yeah.
Just a mask. Just one of them. Then the government said, you can't sell them, we will give it for free. Now there is a number of like some authorities of government, and you call them, you say you need some masks, and they send you. Turkish government generally cannot, like, do the things they need to do. But in this process, I think they are taking some good precautions.
Yeah. Here in Portugal, they are not giving the, giving those types of equipments for free.
Mm-hmm. Same here.
Yeah.
Or, the tests, they are giving free.
The test for the corona, because I did it, because I was in the hospital in March for something else, it was 300 euros, and I did it because it, I was there and I was afraid, but it was negative, and I had to pay it.
If you want it with no symptoms, here in Turkey you should also pay, and there's a chance that you may not find a test, but if you go to a hospital with like a fever and some symptoms of corona, then they apply it for free.
Because and I have to. Like,
maybe
well,
this
I
is... Maybe
I had symptoms, but they are not thinking about it. I had cough, but it was a cold.
And not even in state hospitals, in private hospitals also don't get any money from corona treatments.
Yeah.
The government also banned them from getting money.
Yes, yes. So in public hospitals, there's no pay for treatment.
Mari, correct me, but because I'm not exactly sure, but I think here private hospitals are collaborating with the public holidays in order to share results and maybe even support each other to some extent. I'm not really that sure. So.
I'm not sure.
In Greece too.
But how does go? In Gozo, sure. Malta, I'm not that certain. So some, yeah, yes. Especially elderly centers.
The homes, yes. The elderly homes, they collaborate
with the elderly government.
Yes, yes, yes.
Even Mount Carmel has joined with the Mother Day.
Uh-huh.
We're also really smart, so that we don't get that many cases. And we've only had like 3 deaths so far, which is miraculous, considering all the things that have been happening and the reports from other countries.
How many?
3 cases, 3 deaths, and 380 cases only.
With something.
385, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Only 6 were reported today.
I think we have 96 deaths.
Since today, yes. Maybe. I don't remember. What about in Turkey? Do you have data?
We have so much. It's over 1,000. My mother is a doctor, so over 1,000
deaths.
Yes.
Yes.
57,000 cases.
And it all happened in a month. The first case was announced on
11th of March.
March.
Same here.
Today is
yes.
Today is 13th. Only in a month. Just 4 weeks, and actually something very bad happened 2 days ago. On Friday night, I think it was 10 p.m., the government announced that no one can go out of their houses, even for food, on the weekend.
And then everyone threw themselves outside.
Yes, exactly, and they went to supermarkets, like bakeries, they were buying just some Coke. They went out for that. That was really, the situation was messed up. Then, Bakan ne demek? Sorry. I don't know it's English. I will check.
Emin değilim,
I will check quickly. Secretary of the Interior Affairs said he will quit his job because he's taking responsibility of what happened on Friday night. He said, I'm taking all responsibility and I'm quitting. Then our president, Erdogan, said that he cannot quit because it's not his fault. Like, a scenario was played here in Turkey on the weekend, but we don't know what happened. But I think 2 weeks from now, we will see the results of Friday night, because people were not wearing masks. They were not caring about anything. There was not, like, no social distance for sure. They were hitting each other on the queue. It was really a disaster.
My mom looked outside and she said, oh, it's natural selection's coming.
Yeah. It's sad, but it's true. Because, like, people don't really see how serious it is. Yeah. There are some really illiterate people and they say it's faith. If we will die, we will die. No, if you take precautions, you won't die. Come on.
Especially the teenagers here are meeting each other every time and they are not thinking about their parents. They are old, their grandparents. I don't know that they're going outside to, like, run or something that is allowed to do. And they are, like, 10 together and they're going...
Yes, but I think that generally most of the population stays at home. There is no violation in general. In general, the Greek population, I don't think there are a lot of violations of the rules.
In Turkey, they just can't keep track of it. They really try. They try to take some precautions, but it's not only the government's duty or not all just the people's. Like, we should be together in it, but people don't care about it. If they don't take it serious, then they just won't take any precautions or even obey the precautions that the government took.
Yeah, actually, it started pretty well here in Turkey, but then people didn't really take it seriously, and now it's all messed up and keep getting worse each day.
Here it's the same. It started as people panicking and not even going outside only for the bare minimum. Then after 2 weeks, they started going out because public holidays started, you know, rolling around, and even the Easter holidays. And it's kind of a tradition here to go to the beach or even to local parks or such on such days. To the point that yesterday, around 150, I think, people were caught breaking the quarantine and walking around. And I was just looking at the news right now, and they declared that whoever is caught with a positive case of corona outside might receive around 9 years in prison. Also, which is quite new.
Well, in Turkey, it is just the punishment is just money.
Yes.
Yeah.
And 3,000 something Turkish lira. So
in here, 300.
How much?
300.
300 euros.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't think they're giving permissions here. No, just nobody has to go out for other for necessities, and whoever is caught will be fined.
They increased only for necessities, for food or for providing help to people that are in need.
I'm here. It's also if you take the test and you're negative, you still have to do quarantine.
Yeah.
So, in fact, my brother was in Italy because he was on his Erasmus project due to his studies, and the whole family had to stay in quarantine for 2 weeks.
Yeah, but nobody is following that, because on the last week of school, we had a case of students who came to school after arriving from a trip from Italy, and it was an entire scene. Literally, the police came with the helicopter so that they could take them to the main hospital back in Malta. And to test them at everything, it was a mess.
George, I don't know if you noticed, but here in Greece there is a phenomenon, like mostly on social media, with the part of people saying that the coronavirus isn't dangerous and there isn't. Totally, it's a lie, and they doing this to keep us away from Jesus.
Conspiracy theory.
But there are a lot of people believing in this.
Yes, it is. basically a low, what's the word? Maybe they're
IQ.
Not very, it's about studying and what their knowledge level, I think. It's low, so they have to believe in these theories.
But I don't really think that's all that. I mean, we're living in a world where scientists believe that the Earth is still flat.
Yeah, so... these are not scientists. These are not scientists, but okay.
A lot of people believe that it is not that serious, and maybe the government is exaggerating it just to make us feel fear. Mm-hmm. However, here it is also supported by the low numbers, because since only 3 people died and they were all old people with issues from before, people are like, is it really corona or is it fate?
Yeah.
And we've only had like 6 cases today of positive cases today, so.
And they did over 1,000 tests. Uh-huh. So from
1,118.
So,
and they came up with 6.
This is less than they won in Turkey.
Yeah. Unfortunately.
They apply more than 50,000 tests every day now.
What's happening with us? 3,000 tests per day.
Well, I'm not sure.
But I don't think the numbers are real, because we don't have the money to do all the tests to the population.
Okay, we're going to be totally sure, but it's an indication. In any country, I think that will be, anyone cannot be sure exactly that these are the cases, but approximately, they are definitely more than the numbers, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just to finish, one more thing. Tell me about your favorite memory of the mission.
Oh, let me think. I think the game that we drew tattoos on each other's arms, you remember?
Yes.
But like every night that we stayed up and didn't sleep, they were so good.
Yeah.
Every night we went to bed at like 5 a.m. in the morning.
And then woke up at 7?
Yes.
Yeah.
What was that?
And we were not dead, surprisingly.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Most
we have to do it again.
What about another mission next year?
Yes. Oh.
Do you remember the nightclub?
Yeah. Oh my God. Yeah. Don't remind me.
All the fog.
It was cool. And the thing that we ate in the restaurant, what was it? Was bakela.
We ate so many things.
Bakela.
Yes.
Yes. I haven't eaten so much bakela in my whole life.
And the chef wrote us a poem.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Memories coming back.
I really enjoyed meeting new people. I might have not been on my best during that week, since I had exams the following week and I was really stressed and panicky during the entire mission. However, I enjoyed meeting new people and getting to know your personalities and such. I also enjoyed the writing sessions at midnight. They were fun. Mari?
Basically the same. As an experience, it was a holistic, nice experience. We had the aspect of getting to know new people, also increase the knowledge about the environment and related issues.
Thank you, Diogo.
I hope
it was a pleasure.
She's finishing. Thank you, Diogo. Bye.
Thank you. It's nice to see you all again.
Yes.
Yes.
On computer.
Okay.
Hey.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you all.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
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 Bye. See you.
See you.
See you.
See you.